you have no limit. Fake schooling and the resulting lack of education not only holds us back and propagates misery, but will destabilize a nation. But the problems are far more complicated than that. For one, there are very few real criminals. Most were just warped by lack of school. Real schools have the ability to prevent a person from committing a crime. On top of that, upon committing a crime, if prisons were turned to special needs schools, we could help almost everyone. Real schools are not that complex. Plus, they can use poverty to their advantage. By presenting students with a way out of poverty that fits them, the students will be put in a position where they will want to learn particular things. That's how real education works. It's not about tests and memorization, but need, imagination, triumph, and challenge. Be it a misguided voter, a desperate student, or someone blinded by fear and anger and poverty, schools are all there really is. It is the greatest hope and dream. What we call a school today is not a school. It is a collective fantasy that hands the teachers a paycheck and the students a diploma. Our cognitive biases make it so that we go along with it. There are people out there who hold up a diploma they crammed for and truly believe they are an engineer. This is probably similar to when a person commits a crime. They say, "This is it! This is where I finally become free!" But that is only cartoon reality. A college diploma does not mean that the student is educated. And when deans are pressed, they will say, "Well, we discouraged cramming." And when everyone is pressed to own up, the mother of the boy who stole, the engineer's professor, and the engineer and the student, and the so-called criminal, and men who approve textbooks, and those who pray to fairy tales in hopes of saving nations they mistakenly destroyed, and the prime ministers and royalty, popes and cardinals, and the Congress and the president, and the men who nearly destroyed this nation by the practice of enhanced interrogation, and those who ignored climate change and might have done a lot worse than torture, and those who are glad that we all forgot that we all pointed intercontinental ballistic missiles at each other. All major cities, all of them, every family, every dream, every future. All they will say is this: "I was just following orders. I just didn't know. How was I supposed to know?" This is what fake education results in. This is the fake it until you make it pattern of behavior. The solution to it all is books. Books that those of us who are good at narration read for others who aren't very good at reading. Teams of students ganging up together to record books with laughter and foolishness, and damn it, sometimes adding whole new chunks to them to make the dry parts more interesting, and sharing with everyone, everywhere. Laughter is the ultimate seal of authenticity, that something is worth our time. Once the world awakens to the realization that students should make the lectures, driving them with collective curiosities and inspirations and sharing them for free, kids will want to watch them. They will want to see what happens next. Can you imagine a set of lectures by students working to bring back pixel art games? Lectures on the subject of color theory, trigonometry, calculus, music composition, and even woodworking for the arcade cabinets. Can you see what having that full vision will do to a young mind? How inspiring it is to see the classroom succeed in turning out one game after another and making a pretty penny too? Real schools combine with reality. They are both an introduction to the real world and a future extension of it. I know that all of this is a lot to take in. This is a description of the biggest of our problems and the middle of our solutions. The beginning is much simpler than that. The beginning starts off like every superhero origin story ever told. You build up your power, your armor. You pick up your first book, your second book, your third book. Metamorphosis, Walden, Cosmos, Into the Wild, Sagan, Bryson, Thoreau, Kafka, Krakauer, Kant, Nietzsche, Dawkins, Harris, Hitchens, Dennett, and countless others. With each book you hear, you inherit the wisdom of the author. Just like that, straight up data transfer. And re-listening to the same audiobooks or lectures makes them even more powerful. It takes a few years to take it all in. But before you know it, your own idea synthesis kicks in. You'll be able to feel the world and feel the fear of the fakers and pretenders. You'll be able to see the paths of change that the world needs so that it may continue growing. You'll be able to connect, restore, repair, and resume the thoughts of all great beings from across all the ages. Your intelligence is not set in stone. It's flexible. Your mind is there to help you become more and more intelligent. The more you know, the faster you learn more, and the wiser and more intelligent you become.